When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hello. Man, I need to be in bed. It's all raining nasty.
No.
Gonna eat and go to bed.
Mm.
And not necessarily in that order. I'm gonna go to bed and eat. Mm-hmm.
That's the best, though. When you finish eating and then you just don't even have to go get in the bed because you're already there.
You eat in the bed?
Hell yeah.
Oh, no. Come on, Ace.
It depends on what it is, but yeah. That's
crumbs and like oil marks on your bed. I could not.
Yeah, Ace is a bed eater.
What are you eating in the bed? It depends on what you mean. You're not eating a hot dog in the bed.
What do you eat in the bed?
Well, you got a snack or something, you know?
Yes.
Maybe a donut.
Don't you like in the hotel, don't you get all kinds of food in the bed?
Yeah, but I'll spread it out. You put something underneath it. And like you don't put it where the covers are. You kind of pull the covers up like over your, you said, you know, like crisscross applesauce, and you cover your legs with the sheet, and you put it down there, you know.
I could never.
Or you sit at the end of the bed and use the tray. But, yeah, I do it all the time. So it doesn't get anything in the bed.
Yeah, breakfast in bed, everybody talks about that, so great. That sounds terrible to me.
That sounds awesome to me.
I hate breakfast in bed.
It's uncomfortable.
Probably. I mean, getting gravy everywhere.
Bacon, crumbs.
Again, the food you're preparing and eating plays an important role.
What are those granola bars that are real crunchy in the Nature Valley?
Oh,
yeah.
I would die.
Yeah, those are the crummiest things I think I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
Graham crackers so and those things.
And I try to suck it to keep, like when you bite, I try to suck back. To keep all the crumbs from falling out. And if you ever sucked a little tiny piece of granola into your throat, you'd be coughing for days.
Yeah, it seems like you can't get rid of that at that point.
No.
No matter how much water you drink, it's stuck in there.
But that's one of those things that people know what it's about, and they still sell millions of them.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't care. The crumbs are worth it.
They are good.
They're good.
They are delicious.
I love them.
Yeah. There's a new kind of mask that people are not griping about wearing, I guess, or they won't once they get it. It is the sex-scented mask.
What?
Yeah. People sell masks that smell like parts. And they get that smell by a lady keeping the mask in her underwear.
Stop.
Oh, stop. Are you serious?
Real? Yeah.
Where is some, this? Gross.
Some dudes also buy masks that have been stuffed into women's bras and shoes.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
So they can't find any examples of men's masks. the masks that smell like men's filthy... You know, crotchal area or anything. The scented masks tend to run around $15 each. So I don't think this is a company that's putting this out there. I think these are probably some amateur entrepreneurs who will have the cloth mask or whatever and show on their OnlyFans or something like that. Look, I'm selling this mask and look, I'm going to put it down in my drawers and then you order it. It's normally 10, but with my skint on it, it's 15.
Ugh.
Is that where you find them, Riggs?
Yeah, I mean, this one girl, her name's Sydney, she says she mainly sells to people on Reddit. So you're like, okay, all right. But, yeah, she's selling a lot.
So it's the same as if they're selling their dirty shoes or worn stuff like socks.
Mostly Reddit.
That's gross.
A lot of my, she says a lot of her clientele fetishize scents, so being able to have a mask full of my fragrances pressed tightly to their face and being can be highly euphoric and an erotic experience for some.
Sure.
The allure is that they can share something very private and intimate with me right out in the open in public. They get to walk around with a dirty little secret.
Seemed like that they would graduate from that to then just saying, send me a pair of your panties and I'm going to put them inside my mask.
Yeah.
So I got a mask and your panties stuffed inside.
Yeah. Doctors say this is a bad idea because they could be highly contagious.
No kidding.
Duh.
A lot of bacteria. No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird.
Like, what are people doing these days?
Well, and then there's that woman who got chlamydia from vaping.
What? What are you talking about?
She got, she went viral on TikTok with this video talking about how she got chlamydia in her lungs.
Stop.
Yeah, there are more forms of chlamydia than just the one, you know, floating around in the private area. One of them can infect your lungs and cause some pretty serious pneumonia.
Wow.
That's what this woman says happened. She believes that she got it from a tainted vape cartridge. Mm. She spent weeks suffering before her doctors finally figured out she wasn't suffering from COVID or any other more common respiratory illness. She also says her recovery was more difficult because her lungs were already compromised from vaping so much. So her recommendation is don't vape.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Well, how did the cartridge get tainted?
Doesn't say.
With a taint.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
That's what I was thinking like, about
what,
it.
Yeah, what, you know, it's a form of chlamydia. How was the cartridge tainted?
That's nasty.
But chlamydia is just an infection, right?
I don't know. I thought it was it's a sexually transmitted disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case, are they saying they're not all... All forms are not sexually transmitted.
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
So you got chlamydia in your lungs?
Yeah.
That's what she had, yeah.
From a vape.
Yeah, you think you got problems. You don't have chlamydia in your lungs. Yikes.
I think koalas are born with chlamydia, by the way.
I know a lot of them have it, but I don't know if that's true.
Wow.
So you need to stop vaping, Riggins.
Well, I don't know that...
Because you're going to get...
I don't buy the
herpes in your lungs.
No,
What is this that has pulled up on the screen in here, Riggins?
This is a website that has millions of daily users that I'd never heard of. It's just a marketplace for this kind of thing.
What, buying the masks, scented masks?
Yeah, that's where one of these girls sells her on. One of them, and I'll be super delicate about it, but she sells one for $10 that... she's urinated on and dried three times.
Gross. That's so nasty. Like, that's so disgusting.
That's her.
Oh, it's dried?
It's dried.
Well, that's a ripoff.
And then done again, and then dried, and then done again. $10.
It's the name of this website that throws me so much.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
The trusted marketplace for this kind of thing. I don't trust anything about this.
I wonder how much they sell it for.
Established in... 2018.
Yeah.
The trusted marketplace.
The fastest growing.
I mean, can you read that?
Hey, it's free to sign up.
I'm
dying. Create an account for free.
I might create an account just to see what this process is like.
Oh, yeah, that's good, Riggins.
This is so not my thing, but I am dying to know.
No,
who's
I'm just
selling,
saying,
who's buying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, create an account so you can bring in all kinds of stuff.
That's what I'm thinking.
You got a company card.
Oh, can you imagine the phone call from Adam? Hey, we got a... I don't even have the card. Alex has the card, so you might have to do this.
I'm not doing that.
It's research,
do you know anything
Adam,
about... did you approve an order... of $700 from sniffer.com.
Isn't that terrible?
I wonder how much money these girls are making. All you have to do is send the panties. That's it.
All right.
Stop. Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
Do you have to buy them or they send them to you and then you wear them and then send them back?
No. No, you're buying their used
No, I'm saying if you're selling it, does the person send you the panties?
Probably
then you wear them.
Maybe.
Send it
back?
Maybe
you can work something out.
She's asking if the seller has any overhead at all in this.
Oh, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Suddenly she's working on a business plan over here. She needs to know what her overhead costs are going to be.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that they don't have to be top quality fabric.
Farm girl.
Yeah. They get. Yeah, good quality panties right there.
Cotton. I like cotton, no rayon, farm girl panties.
Right there.
Let's see if we have that guy in here.
The one and under.
It's one of the greatest things that we ever uncovered on the show was a guy who went viral because he collects women's panties and he makes quilts out of them.
Stop.
It's not even a sexual thing with him. It's just it's an art where he's got his panty quilt. Didn't they do an article on him in Maxim or one of those type
maybe so
deals? Panties right there.
You ain't getting none of my panties.
You ain't getting none of my panties. Yeah, Rob's in the restroom.
Yeah, we'll get it here in a second. Mm-hmm. He's from Louisiana, Missouri. Created a quilt featuring 58 pairs of women's panties.
Right there. Ain't getting none of my panties.
Here, I think I'm ready. I think I can do it maybe, Ace.
Go ahead.
Oh, is it not working? Oh, son of a bitch. Oh.
Oh, it was going to sound.
And it just...
Oh my God!
No,
it's not working.
Just wait, Rob will be back in a minute.
It just caught my eye right there with about the panty quilt right there, you know, and I had started me a mannequin collection before I took out this subscription right here, and I was dressing my mannequin with the old lingerie and dresses and stuff right there, and so when I saw that panty quilt, I told myself, I'm going to make me a panty quilt, too. That's how I come out with it right there. And all the ladies encouraged me that I worked for right there, and most of them all donated. There was a few of them that raised their eyebrows and said, you ain't getting none of my panties. Like that, everybody.
Like that there.
And it's the whole panty. Yeah. It's not even like... Square.
There's other clothing stores I find them in right there. And certain ladies, every time I make a new client right there, you know, I always tell her about my quilt. And if she's got any old ones she's going to throw away, save them for me right there, as long as they're nylon or acetate, rayon, or silk. And no polyester. I don't want them cheap dollar store. Not sexy farm girl panties right there. I want classy. Oh, yeah. Silk or nylon or, you know, sexy. Victoria's Secret.
Lord.
Right there.
No, I haven't really tried to sell it. Mm-hmm. It was priceless to me because most of them in that right there is ladies that I'm very good friends with right there. You know, it's kind of a weird sentimental value right there. So I haven't had no desire to sell. That's why I'm making a second one.
Wow. He could sell the second one just from strangers.
And remember, that's an offshoot of his mannequin collection that he started.
Yeah, the mannequin collection gave him the idea for panty quilt there, right there.
Because he was dressing as mannequins in lingerie.
Yeah,
and
so, I didn't remember that he had gotten them from friends and stuff.
Classy. Yeah. Classy.
Acetate panties?
He's got a mannequin collection that morphs into a panty quilt.
I think somebody played a joke on him one day and told him they were made of acetate.
Yeah, really.
If you want my panties, you got to get them.
He's like a snob.
Acetate.
Yeah, that guy is a panty snob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like so... I don't want none of your
polyester.
Polyester
farm
girl panties. Sexy right
there. I want
there.
Sexy
panties. Like Victoria's Secret right there.
Yeah. What in the world?
And there he is in the video. Jeans, muscle tee.
T tucked in, though.
Tucked in.
Missing most of his...
Yeah, baseball cap.
He's a biker type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where are your... Brandy's right there.
Yeah. The mannequin collection is suddenly like the least weird thing about him.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
All right, Alexis.
Yes.
How would you feel in this situation? There's a guy, and he really does live in Orlando. This story comes from Orlando.
This one actually is in Orlando.
Yeah. He met two women about 6 years ago through the OKCupid.
OKCupid.
One of the women's is in Orange City, Florida, and the other is in Orlando, a.k.a. Horlando. So he's been in a serious relationship with both of them. He used a fake name in both relationships. One woman knew him as Joe Brown, and one knew him as Marcus Brown. His real name is Joseph Davis. So he proposed to the Orlando girlfriend, but he recently decided he wanted to propose to the Orange City one, too. So he stole the engagement ring he'd given his fiance to give it to the other girlfriend. So the Orlando woman figured out something was wrong, and she started searching on Facebook. She spotted the Orange City woman wearing the ring. The women got in touch with each other and the police. So now he's at large. They're looking for him for theft and fraud or whatever.
But he paid for the ring the first time. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he bought the ring and gave it to a woman and then stole it from her and gave it to another woman.
Right. But in the beginning, it seems like both the women knew about each other, but they didn't. It wasn't until she started looking around, seeing something was off, trying to find out where her ring went, that she must have seen girlfriend number two on his Facebook page.
But is it
wearing the ring?
Is it theft if he steals back something that he paid for?
It depends on, I don't know.
Yeah, what is the charge?
Because he did give it to her as a gift or whatever.
But a lot of times, and it depends on the state, I think, they determine an engagement ring to be a contract that says, you know, this is the contract stating it will symbolize our marriage together. But then when there's a marriage that's not going to happen, it should go back to the person who paid for it. Because the agreement is off at that point.
Florida law.
And some people say that if it's given to you on a holiday that is determined traditionally to be an exchanging of gifts holiday like Christmas or Valentine's Day or something of that nature, then it becomes a gift and the person keeps it.
It says Florida, along with many other U.S. states, has what is known as an implied condition law, which essentially states that the engagement ring is a gift given on the implied condition that marriage ensues. When marriage does not ensue, the giver is entitled to retrieve it from the receiver. So you are, and under Florida law, you have to give the ring back if the person asks for it back if you don't get married. But I don't know how to Google.
But
what
he
if
wasn't,
you steal your own engagement?
Yeah, he wasn't breaking the engagement. He just took the ring and gave it to somebody else without the person's knowledge.
Right. Do you have pictures of either of them?
I saw this.
There's the women?
No, but there was a mugshot picture in the story, I think.
Of him. Oh, of him.
Or some kind of picture.
Something. Because he hasn't been found yet, right?
It says you have the legal right. If I'm reading this correct, you have the legal right to ask for it back. So could he just...
Well, maybe they just contacted the police. That's all it says here.
Yeah.
Women got in touch with each other and the police. Yeah. Maybe I'm missing the second part.
What if the cops just told him, though, hey, I know this sucks, and he's a terrible person, but...
You don't have a case.
He bought it, so he hasn't violated the law yet.
No face, no case.
I mean, it doesn't dismiss the fact that he's a bad guy doing a terrible thing.
But is he a criminal?
Yeah, does that make him a criminal?
According to them, yes.
Looks like, gosh, who's he look like? Looks like a movie star. Can't think of the guy's name.
George Clooney.
No.
No.
Like,
Yeah, I saw this story over the weekend. Handsome fella. Yeah,
just because he's a crappy person doesn't necessarily in this case mean he's a criminal. He's got too much love. That's the problem.
Too much love? Get out of here right now. Get out of here.
He's trying to spread too much love around the world.
Well, then he can get another ring if he wants to spread all the love.
Yeah. Oh, he looks like the guy that died recently.
From the
Michael
Green Mile.
Clark Duncan.
Clark Duncan. That's what I think he looks like. Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. To me, he does, yes.
Mm-hmm. Why did he sell that chain he has and bought another ring?
Well, would that have made them both happy?
Right.
I mean, I think probably not, but it wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah, and they calling him out. Is that going to say all of this gets cleared up? He's just turned out to be just a bad boyfriend, a cheater or whatever. No. He doesn't go to, they determine he's not breaking any laws. He gets the ring back because he paid for it, the whole thing. How long before he gets a date with somebody else?
Right.
Not very long.
Not
long.
Mm-mm.
Well, if you're the second girl, do you cut him off completely? Because he realized he didn't really want to be with the other one. He wants to be with you.
Yeah, I don't want a ring that was given to somebody else given to me.
That spur of the moment, bad call on his part. But ideally, you're the one he wants to be with. He could have done a better job with the ring, granted.
What if, though, he bought the ring for somebody else and then she broke it off and gave him the ring back? And then later, he fell in love with you and gave you that ring. You didn't want that?
No.
Is it sting a little less if it happened that way rather than he gave it to another woman and then stole it back from her and to give it to you?
No, I think it's the same.
Yeah. Either way, if it was bought for another woman, you don't want it.
No. Sell it and then buy me something else.
What if he, and maybe I misunderstood what TJ just said. What if he bought it for another woman, but he never gave it to her? He realized, they broke up. The relationship ends. 2 years later, he's been dating you for a couple of years and he wants to get engaged to you and he's kept that ring all that time.
Mm-mm.
She never actually wore the ring. It wasn't actually hers.
But he bought it for her taste, what she likes, all of that.
Yeah, okay.
So no. I want you to go buy me a ring for me, for Alexis, specifically.
Hmm. Okay. What if he did that, but he made you retrieve it from his Prince Albert?
What you got there?
Oh, man.
You can have it. All yours. Good news, I got you a ring.
Bad news.
You got to go on a scavenger hunt on my body. Well, I mean, that could be fun. Who knows? Yeah. It could be a bonding experience.
And here's a hint. Where it is.
Corner of a Ziploc bag hanging out of his
head. Ooh, stop.
Go get it.
Gross.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding. This picture of the guy that has these rings and stuff. There's one great picture because he's standing in a garage, and apparently he's got a big fascination with making a Christmas village in his house, like miniature figurines.
Yeah, he got a ton of those.
Yeah, come on over, see Peppermint Forest. Come on, bitch. You want to see my Christmas village?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, is. It's a bunch of villages, not activity scenes, nativity scenes, but the Christmas village.
Yeah, a lot of people are into that.
Yeah.
I'm making my Christmas village.
Look at all these little white children ice skating.
Isn't that great? That's what he's into. He's making Christmas villages.
Yeah, a guy that's stealing his own engagement ring back. You don't picture Christmas village guy.
I love this shit.
Okay, how far is Orlando from Orange City?
I'm telling you.
Because, I mean, you don't want to have your two women's too far apart.
35 minutes.
Oh,
perfect.
God.
Perfect.
30.8 miles.
What did she search for when she was on the hunt to figure out what went wrong?
So easy to find.
I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You just go to the person's Facebook, Instagram, you start going through the likes, the comments.
But wait, but she didn't know, she doesn't know about the other person.
But she means her man.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Would he be dumb enough to post that? Mm.
Well,
or would she have tagged him in it when she posted a picture of the ring? She would have tagged him in the Facebook post.
Or the first girlfriend went through his social media and looked at all of his likes, comments from other people, went through and then went onto each person's Instagram or Facebook and then saw it that way. Because maybe the girl posted it, the other girl.
Hmm. Okay.
There's ways. There's ways.
You act like that. It's pretty common.
It's very common.
Is it?
Yeah, social media stalking.
Oh, well,
I know. No, I mean like catching guys that way. And like, how many guys have you been with and you've had to do that kind of stuff? That you dated or kind of dated?
If I'm into them, I'm going to do some research.
All of them.
Always. Yeah, okay.
Everyone.
So there's dating happening. You are investigating no matter what.
Yeah, because I'm not about to be out here looking stupid.
Does that always put you on the lookout for certain women in his life at some point?
What do you mean?
Like, do you go, when you start liking a guy, you kind of start liking him, you investigate. Do you immediately pinpoint a couple of people like, okay, let me watch out if he starts liking her photos and this, you know. So you've already figured out who the competition might be.
Yeah.
Okay. Based on his social media, whether that's true or not.
Definitely.
Do you and then ask him about those women?
No,
like, hey,
never.
Who's his friend of yours? Okay.
Never.
You just watch to see if he likes photos.
And I already just know. And then I'll go onto their Instagram and see the girls and see what they post. And then I'm like, okay. I don't say anything about it, though.
But you monitor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what good does that do?
Because most of the time, they are doing other things. And so then I just end it. I don't say why. I don't tell them why, but
right.
I don't proceed with
That's
things.
Cool. Yeah, because what are they going to do? Just argue?
Yeah.
Try to tell you don't know what you're
exactly.
talking about?
Exactly. Like, and then I'm going to look crazy because I have to admit that I did all this work to find out.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to admit to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I respect that.
Well.
Hey, look, ultimately, the guys should like it better that way, too, because there's no griping. Yeah. There's no arguing or anything. No drama.
No.
She just goes and does her investigations and then decides.
Leaves him alone.
I don't want you. All right. Before we get all caught up in each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you. You know, pick up your PlayStation. call your buddy to come get you. We're done.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on AceandTJ.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
So, Alexis.
Yes. See?
Say there's a young woman who is who comes to you and says, this guy that I think is cute and he's pretty cool and I like how swaggy he is. He's swaggy like no swag master ever has swagged.
Oh, sheesh.
That I've met.
Ripping in swag.
Whoa. But I don't really know even where to begin in finding out if he is a good guy or whether he's a snake. Where would I start? What would you tell her? Would you say, come over, I'll meet you somewhere and I'll show you how to go through and look for things? Or just, here's your homework for today, and give her one assignment?
It would depend if that person was a really good friend of mine. If they were a really good friend of mine, then I would take the time because it would be fun for me. Come over. Okay, I'll show you how to do it.
All right. So let's say they're a good friend of yours. Maybe someone younger that hasn't been through all of the experience that you've had in dealing with men, both naked and clothed. in various stages of disrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And undress. Okay. So what would you do?
So first I would tell her to pull up his Instagram page first.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at the type of pictures he posts. That's one way.
Okay.
And then we start.
So what type of pictures are no good? Are signs that he's no good?
If a guy posts a lot of selfies, or if he posts a lot of pictures in the mirror, like he's holding the phone and taking a picture of his reflection.
So is he thirst trapping when he does that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys aren't supposed to thirst trap like that.
All right.
It's a girl thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you start looking at the comments and try to see what type of girls comment on his pictures or what type of girls like his pictures.
Yeah. And you can tell by looking at them that they're dirty, rotten whores.
Yes.
Okay.
Whores.
Before, Instagram used to have this feature, and they took it off, where you could see the people that you followed, and if they followed you back, you could see their activity. So you could see, like, for example, if it was Riggins liked so-and-so's picture, and it would show up, and you could see what pictures. So they don't have that anymore, because that was my go-to.
Okay. Why would they have that to begin with?
Because it keeps you in the app longer, and then you go, oh, well, I got a relationship. Let me see what they're doing. It just keeps you there longer.
But does it show, like, if you're looking and you can't tell what pictures Riggins has liked, but you say, okay, well, I want to know if he's following somebody. Can you look and see that he just followed Whore 1, and then he also followed Whore 3, 4, and 5, and, you know.
You can't do that anymore. You were able to. No.
You can watch their followers.
Yeah, you can watch their, and you can go to their followers and search for certain names. But
now, would you go to that much trouble?
I've done it.
So, like, if I went to, let's see, if I go to Riggins,
somebody just
click on his followers, and
somebody
then you just
did this.
Yeah, maybe you're familiar with him.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey.
So if you
have some pretty followers,
so if you're dating a guy and y'all go to sleep, say you're at your place, he's good night, and you go to sleep. Then the next morning you wake up and you look, and when you went to bed, he was following 2,050 people. But then you wake up the next morning, you look, and he's following 2,052 people. That's the kind of thing you would look at, and no. then you would go and look. All right, who are the new people?
You're looking to go see who.
No, not to that extent.
You don't believe that, Riggins?
No.
No, not because he could be following an animal page. He could follow a friend. That's
you
people.
Are telling me you wouldn't want to find that out though. That you wouldn't look that up.
No, because then I'd be like, I don't have enough time for that. I don't got time for that. But
how
if
long
I,
does it take? All it takes is you clicking followers.
Because then I would have to go through all of the followers to see who's new, and I would have to know who all the followers were in the first place.
It doesn't show you. I guess as I'm looking at my own when I see it, shows the newest follower.
I don't have time for that.
He's holding up a picture that she colored
meticulously.
Yeah, but that's stress relief.
Oh, God.
That's different.
I think girls get off on this too. I think that's totally
that adds stress.
It's
not stress relief. I feel crazy when I do it, and I hate that I'm doing it when I'm doing it.
Yeah, right.
I hate it.
Yeah, it makes you feel crazy because you're acting crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
I'm not denying it. I feel crazy when I'm doing it, and I hate it.
Then admit that, okay, that might not be a thing. Like if you're not watching his following count.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Not like that. And also have to have like a suspicion. But I'm not watching the follower count.
Okay, and let's say you did ask. Okay, all right, who did you start following two new people last night?
I would not ask that. I couldn't ever admit to any guy that I've done that to them in any way, shape, or form. I just won't.
Why?
Because then I'm crazy.
Oh, and you think you know you're crazy when it comes to that. You just don't want them to know.
Yeah,
that you're that crazy.
And I'm just not going to bring it up. I'd rather see what he's going to do.
Do you ever think that you don't want somebody to realize when you're doing stuff like that because there's already a stigma that goes along with Latinas being crazy and fiery and all of that stuff?
No, I don't care about that because guys for some reason think that's hot. I'm like, it's not hot. Being crazy is not cute.
Yeah. Wait until they see you coming up with a knife.
He's like, how cute do I look now, huh? That's why I don't have a boyfriend, because I just can't do it. I can't do all that. Oh, yeah. I can't be that person again.
It's so adorable. So adorable when you give me medicine to put me unconscious, and then I wake up and nothing but my head is sticking up out of the ground, and you're coming at me with a lawnmower.
Yeah.
That's so, so cute when you do that.
Play a game.
Would you like to play a game?
Chop off my toes in the middle of the night.
The only key out of this room is inside your stomach.
Because you saw that I liked a picture of Jennifer Aniston on Instagram.
Stop. I don't care about celebrities.
What's worse, if he likes a picture of someone that he knows, or he likes a picture of some type of local model type like a picture of a friend, a picture of somebody he knows in a bikini at a pool, or a picture of some kind of quasi local model celebrity kind of thing on the lake in a bikini, which is worse?
Probably the local model, because I'm like, why are you liking her pictures for? If I was dating, why are you liking her pictures for? Are you trying to get her attention? Are you trying to get her to see that you liked her pictures so then she could follow you back and then you guys could start a conversation? that's where my brain would go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
why are you liking her pictures for? That's the question.
Why are you liking her pictures for?
If you're ever faced with that question, you know it's time to get out.
Are you okay with him just saying something like, because she's hot?
At least he's being honest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When has that ever worked?
You know what? I respect honesty. I have always been okay
That's what everybody says until somebody's actually honest, and then you're like, no, this shit sucks.
No,
really hurtful.
I have always felt, surprisingly, not as worked up about things if I know already and someone tells me the truth and I already know, then I'm not going to get mad. I don't know why.
Are you a go-through-the-phone person?
No.
Will you go through his phone?
Mm-mm.
Like, and he goes to take a shower, you're like, let's see if he's had any recent text messages.
I've done it before, but I did it twice, and I told myself I would never do it again.
Okay.
Because this is why. If you go looking for something, you will find something. Even if it's not what you think it is, your mind is going to turn it into something, even if it's not.
Right.
I'm not that kind of person. So I have done it twice.
Well, yeah. You learn and you move on.
So I told myself every time I do it that I'm not going to do it again.
That was literally the answer was, are you a go-through-the-phone type of person?
No.
I've done it twice, and I said I wouldn't do it again.
That was a long time ago, though, early 20s.
But Charles Manson killed somebody in the 70s, but he's still a shithead.
Well, but whatever. You change and you evolve.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, grow up, mature.
Yeah. But you wouldn't come in and go, I see you started following, big butts in faces on Instagram today. What is that about?
I wouldn't do that.
Because you could see that, right?
Yeah.
Like whoever they start following, you can see.
Yeah.
So can't see what he likes, but you can see what he follows. If he follows somebody
new. You could go to that page and then it'll show up as one of the first likes on that picture if it's somebody you follow. So she could absolutely do it. Mm-hmm.
Right, but I mean, if he just liked a picture on big butts as hats, she wouldn't see that. But if he followed that, then she would see it.
Definitely.
I'm going to get mad about that.
Oh, wearing big butts like hats? What was the...
Yeah, big butts.
I got a feeling you'd be a little perturbed about it.
But he likes the... Big butts It's not hats. Like a girl that he'll ever talk to.
Yeah.
So what if they're local... Big butts worn as hats.
Yeah. The Charlotte area big butts.
Charlotte chapter.
The Piedmont.
What if he
big butts as hats.
What if you've been dating for 6 months? He's met your friends. One of your friends posts a bikini pic and he likes it.
Oh, that's a good one.
They met twice. Maybe he throws in a fire emoji comment.
Okay, if he put an emoji comment, no, that's not cool. If he liked it, it's okay.
All right, what if it's just the tongue emoji? Is that bad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why are you liking my friend's picture and why are you putting a tongue emoji on it?
I was just joking with
her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you don't need to be joking.
Oh, okay. I wonder
the response being, you know why.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Wow. We just got a DM, and I don't know if it's real or fake. Wait, hang on. I'm going to look this up real quick. It's the name of an Instagram account.
She real? You fake.
Let's see.
You real? You fake.
If this is real or not. P-S. Two Y's.
Oh, my God.
Well, interestingly enough, it's very confusing. There are several things by this name on Instagram. I don't know which one we're looking for, but that's the half. Does it go to the hashtag?
Well, what is it?
Go to the one with the most followers.
Pizza Booty. A guy just said it to us and said, Pizza Booty on Instagram. I don't know what that is.
Pizza Booty.
No, it's just, there's nothing. Nah, it's pizzas.
Yeah, I follow some.
Is it a play on word? Like it's words like it's supposed to say piece of booty when you run?
Yeah,
piece of booty.
No, it's just
piece of booty.
I think it's
big booty.
Like the booty, the booty, the booty.
No, one just says sharing the best booty pictures from the home of pizza.
Well, if you miss the regular old show today, which would be the 16th?
15th.
The 15th of February, 2021. You miss the fact that Alexis has a friend. Oh, we didn't even talk about this on the radio. This was during a break. We found out that Alexis has a friend that not only has a master's degree, according to Alexis, she has a bachelor's and a master's degree.
Oh, my God.
Doubled up.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people have a master's but no bachelor's.
She got them both.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Whatever.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, that's crazy. She's got a bachelor's degree and a master's degree.
She's a therapist, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a sexologist.
Sexologist.
Yeah. But what is that exactly? Is that not a sex therapist? That's just somebody who knows a bunch of different ways to have sex, right? A sexologist? Like she knows how to put different things in the mix?
Yeah, I would think so.
Skank.
Yeah. What is, we just call them skanks.
No,
I'm teasing. No, it's legit.
They work directly with clients, like a sex and relationship therapist, while others do more speaking engagements or sexuality education in group settings.
Sexologist.
Sexologist.
I'm not a prostitute.
I'm a sexologist.
Sex worker. Sex worker.
So there's a difference between being a sex therapist and a sexologist, right?
Dr. Ruth was probably a sex therapist.
Oh, Dr. Mm-hmm. Ruth, she was a little old freak.
Okay, well, then how much fun could we have with it if, you know, we substituted the word sex for a slang term for sex?
Bangologist. Yeah. Yeah.
An F therapist.
Yeah.
Well, this would point out.
Neurologist.
Some people think sexologists and sex therapists are one and the same. While a number of sexologists choose to pursue a career as a sex therapist, in other words, working directly with patients in a clinical setting, others explore research, sex education, yeah, that type of thing. And it right. says, people often ask this sexologist, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen? It says, honestly, I see really regular people with common challenges like low sex drive, couples that feel disconnected from each other, that kind of thing. So it's not as exciting and enticing as it would, or weird as it seems.
I've always found the sex surrogate to be interesting.
What's a sex surrogate?
That is when couples are having problems. You're getting some messages there, but that's for some people. They're having problems, and there is another person that steps in to help by making the sex with whichever one's having the problem.
Really? What?
Most of the time it's men. Men having issues performing or whatever, and then a sexual surrogate would come in and do things with the man to see, you know, if it is stuff that could be fixed or what is, you know, give a critique of or examination of what his problems really are.
Would the other person in the couple witness?
I don't think so.
Witness this?
I don't think so.
Learn?
No, I don't. Maybe.
Oh, I thought it was.
Maybe. I don't know.
That sounds like some type of finessing's happening there.
Sounds like a dream come true. What I'm saying, damn.
It started in the 70s.
Oh, well.
That whole thing started in the 70s.
Then it's probably.
I don't even know if they still do it anymore, but I would assume that they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, some guy goes and cheats, and he's like, "It was for scientific reasons."
Why is it always?
No, it
maybe it's not like that at all.
It is something that's done through mental health professional, a doctor or something, and the partner is involved in the therapy and all. I just don't know for sure that the partner is in there watching it.
And it's like in a clinical setting and everything.
Yeah, because that would, you know, if it were me, that would throw me off.
Yeah. When you know somebody's there, like,
yeah, staring and judging.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you completely accept that as help, you know, no matter whether it's the man or the woman that's seeing the surrogate. There's got to be some emotions that come in there and some insecurities and,
yeah,
you know, a little bit of anger. Say, oh, you could do that for her, but not for me.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well, this says it's surrogate partner therapy is defined as a three-way therapeutic relationship between a licensed therapist, a client, and a partner surrogate. So the therapist isn't necessarily the surrogate. So
no.
The therapist brings someone else.
Exactly, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
While this relationship can develop with any kind of licensed therapist, usually the sex therapist is removed from being the surrogate.
Right.
Wow.
Is a surrogate also some type of licensed?
No, she's just a dang old
some random person.
She's just
a
dang old She's just, you know, helping science.
Yeah.
Doing her part to help science.
Where do you want me?
And then imagine being that girl, like the partner, and seeing that something worked with this girl, but it doesn't work with you. Then what do you do? You're
just like, you know, being a surrogate to have a baby for a couple. You don't have to be a doctor or licensed or anything. You just have to be able to, you know,
do the job.
Give birth. Carry a baby and give birth.
I don't know how I feel about that. No, I do know how to feel about it. So I don't like it.
No, I mean, that's
weird.
That's got to be some stuff where you know.
Yeah, it says
that's a California thing. It has to be.
Yeah, it says they rarely end up. They rarely end up actually being intimate together, but it does happen.
On the internet. In the studio.
In the studio.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
I'm your surrogate.
Right.
Top on or top off?
They say you're supposed to give me 50 now and 50 when we're done. It's going to cost you a little extra if you want me to put out the cigarette. That'll be another $25.
Don't touch my hair.
I gotta go to prayer meeting after this.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.